Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Dire Straits bringing us back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out and using it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. You got 15 seconds. Actually, 5 seconds. Sometimes you can do something in 5 seconds there. You got 5 seconds, 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the small business sun. We got it right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can read, listen, ask questions, check out my blog. My new blog post is on my thoughts on online data backup and why you need to look into it. So check that out, too. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame, if you'd like to follow me there. Andrew Sherman is our guest, our good friend, the author of Road Rules, Be the Truck, Not the Squirrel. That's just one of his. He's written something under 30 books, folks, which is so something under a billion copies across the galaxy. And we've talked to you about all of them in the last 11 or so years. Right. He's currently a partner with Jones Day, a law firm in Washington and all around the world. And Andrew's just gotten back from a trip overseas, where he's been doing a little, taking the measure of the financial capital markets, credit, investment, etc. And he's back to talk to you and me about that as we're continuing our conversation on that right now. Andrew, what about the commercial lending markets? How are they doing?
Well, I think they're doing better. They are rebounding, but not rebounded. And as you and I think are aligned on this, you can't just talk about them with one fell swoop or broad swath.
There's never been a time when you have to stratify the discussion on where money's coming from banks.
Absolutely. And I think for the bulk of your listeners, you know, America's small companies and entrepreneurs, the news is actually better than they may think. But they got to get off their duffs and go into the banks and talk to their bankers, and we can, you know, drill into that for a couple of minutes.
Most of the big banks are still not very interested in small businesses. Now, okay, I could stand to be corrected by somebody, may, you know, let me know about that. But basically, as we know, Andrew, the big banks are still trying to clean up their balance sheets.
Well, you're absolutely right. And if the big banks want to prove that you're wrong, well, then I would suggest they prove that you're wrong through their actions.
Exactly.
Words.
Walk the talk.
Yeah. I mean, there's ways to make Jim look like a dummy.
Yeah.
And the best way to do that is to start.
And that would make me very happy, as you know, Andrew.
Yeah,
but the independent community banks have never stopped lending. Now, there are some, again, stratifying here, there are some independent banks that are in trouble. They've got the same balance sheet problem, the same capital being upside down, their capital requirements as some of the big banks, but those are in the vast minority.
Well, you know,
of independent banks.
You know that for 24 years now, I've been teaching courses at University of Maryland,
mm-hmm.
and
MBA courses.
MBA courses, and actually this semester, my first time ever teaching a course at the Georgetown University Law School.
Good for you.
And just 2 days ago, on Wednesday, I had a senior vice president of a small community bank as my guest speaker. And he stood up in front of 60 law students and he said, "I am lending, I've been lending, I never stopped lending
right.
to small businesses and government contractors in the D.C. area." And so I just want to break that myth right now.
And I've had his brothers and sisters on my show for the last year and a half saying the same thing. The comment they say is, "We've got money to lend, but we don't have small business owners asking us for money."
Well, it's a little bit like being at a high school dance, you know. All the boys are on one side of the room and all the girls are and we're waiting to see who's going to ask first. If the small business owners keep bitching and moaning about how they can't get access to the credit markets and the community and smaller bankers sit on the other side of the room
right.
and we can't find deal flow, I mean, we need people like you and me to get these kids dancing on the dance floor.
And I actually, Andrew, a few years ago, I developed what I call the Blasingame Translator for banks and small business, where I teach each one of them how to speak the other's language as a second language. But so you and I are agreement on that. But the news, I think, is that the big companies, the big banks, have got to start opening up. I mean, otherwise, what are they there for?
Yeah, and it's true. And I think that, you know, look, I have fortunately or unfortunately, I have a lot of bankers as friends, and I try and socialize with them. And, you know, they're saying that things are slowly, credit standards are slowly unfreezing in their banks. I think a good analogy is, you know, the smaller community banks were like a small icicle that is pretty well melted, and,
right,
and they're ready to go. The larger banks, the icicle's just taking longer to melt,
mm-hmm,
and they're really trying to get a handle, and this is what you and I were talking about before we went live. You know, 2010 is clearly better than 2009, but is it so much better that it's, you know, a news flash for the large banks to start lending? Well, not quite.
Nope.
And unfortunately, banking, as you know, is a very conservative business. It's a very risk-averse business. And I think that they'll start lending to our small and entrepreneurial companies when they have a sense that we are rebounded, not rebounding.
Well, but it's all of that, though, is creating what I'm calling what we've come out of. We've come out of the Great Recession, and now we're in the not-so-great recovery. And part of that is that it's almost like, you know, I want you to show me yours before I show you mine. You know, nobody wants, it's like there's nobody wants to take the first step. You know, we're waiting on the consumer. The consumer's not going to come back until unemployment comes back. We're waiting on, you know, and we're waiting on business to pick up, to hire more people, to invest more, big companies, small companies. Well, that's not going to happen until we get some of these other issues out of the way. And all this is just going to take some time. And we got to let it unfold. When we come back, Andrew's going to talk to us about some of the other capital markets and how they're looking out there. We'll do that right after these messages. 10 till the hour. Andrew's new book, Road Rules, Be the Truck, Not the Squirrel, available wherever books are sold. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.